Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination of the book of 1 John. We're in the fifth chapter. And boy, are we at a verse right now. We're at a verse which I'm going to tell you forthrightly, I don't understand all the totality of it. As a matter of fact, I could well say I don't understand any of the totality of this verse. I do understand some of it, okay? I understand some of what's being said, but there's some interesting things here. And so when you go and read what other people have said about it, what they have commented on, an extreme diversity of opinion arises. So it's one of these verses that I think we're safe in saying that we would do well to glean what the Lord gives us right now and continue having our mind and our spirit oriented toward it as the Lord might reveal even more. So let me just show you what it is. Let's go to 1 John chapter 5 and go back to verse 15 that we covered in the last episode or so. And it says this, "If we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from Him." Now, so the whole context right here is us asking of the Lord. As a matter of fact, the previous verse, let me read 14, it sets context even better. "This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." So what he's talking about here is us asking, us praying within the will of the Father, receiving the mind of the Lord, understanding the mind of the Lord, and knowing that once we hear what the mind of the Lord is and understand what He wants, that we are to live within that, then He will make it happen, okay? Then, verse 16, listen to this. "If anyone sees his brother committing a sin, not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will for him give life to those who commit sin, not leading to death. There is a sin leading to death. I do not say that he should make request for this." Let me read verse 17. "All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not leading to death." Well, that's intriguing, isn't it? I actually want to read it from four different translations today. Let's go to the King James. Here's verse 16 to 17. "If any man sees his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death." Now, the English Standard Version says this, "If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life to those who commit sins that do not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death." Now, then the lexeme. "If anyone should see his brother sinning a sin, not leading to death, he should ask, and he will grant life to him, to those who sin not leading to death." And then they say parenthetically, it's parenthesis here in verse 16 and 17, "There is a sin leading to death. I do not say that he should ask about that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not leading to death." So, and I know it's hard to sort of, in just an audio format, to keep up with this and to understand what's being said. Even when you look at it, you're saying, "Lord, what does this mean?" And this is a passage that has had such varied forms of interpretation. So for today, and we may talk about it a little more tomorrow, and we'll see. But let's just look at the basic thing right here. The idea is that we're praying for one another, that we're interceding for one another. And it says, if anyone sees his brother committing a sin, not leading to death. So as a brother, you're talking about people who are believers. And if you see a brother committing a sin, and it's a sin that doesn't lead to death, well, what is a sin leading to death? And there's all sorts of debate over this. As a matter of fact, I'll share a couple of them. I've got a chart here in front of me that I'll read off in just a moment. some people consider this to be speaking strictly of a spiritual death. Okay, so there's a spiritual death in view. Other people believe that it's speaking of a physical death. Both have pros and cons in their interpretation. In other words, some seem to be right in one way, and others seem to be right in another. But we see that we have a role and responsibility of praying for one another. So what does this mean? What does it mean, a sin leading to death? Well, it is possible, and I think it does occur. I can name a couple of situations in my life that I can point to. In people's lives who are believers, and I think they truly were believers, one person I knew personally, the other one I didn't know personally, but I believe they were believers from what we see, but they were involved with sin, and it was causing harm to the body of Christ, and they were unrepentant of it. And I believe that there is sin like that to where the Lord will go ahead and take somebody home. As a matter of fact, one commentator wanted to, and does, inserts the word where it says not leading to death. He puts in premature death, the idea that somebody's dying prematurely because of their sin. I don't think I want to go that far. I don't like it when people are inserting words or inserting interpretive thoughts into what the scripture says. It's just a lot better to struggle with what it says than to add something and then feel better about what your interpretation is now. Okay, that could be what it means. And I do know that without doubt that there is that thing that the Lord will take somebody home earlier than he had planned for them because of their rebellion. Okay, there is that thing. And then there is a sin leading to death. It says it at the end of the 16th verse. There is a sin leading to death. And he says, I do not say that he should make request for this. Well, what is the sin that leads to death? Is that the same thing as the sin leading to death earlier or this? Well, we know that if someone dies in their sin, in other words, if they're unrepentant, if they haven't confessed and repented and called upon the name of the Lord, if they are unsaved, then that is a sin that leads to death, and it's death forever and ever. They experience the second death. True believers have told, we're not going to experience the second death. Okay? So you have that element going on. So let me just share this little chart I got right here. If there's a spiritual death that is in view right here, then we know certain truths. The offender, it is a brother. And the sin not unto death is a sin, anything that we do that separates us from God, but it's not unbelief. See, unbelief is the one that will lead you to death. Okay? Well, in the spiritual sense, that's absolutely true. And we know that God will grant spiritual life to the guilty in answer to prayer. If somebody repents of that, then God will, you know, grant that. So the sin unto death is unbelief. That's from the spiritual sense. And I think that's true. If he's speaking of the physical death here, well, the offender is still a brother. But the sin not unto death, the idea is that you sin, but it's any sin that doesn't truncate your life, shorten your life. Well, the sin unto death then is a serious sin that will shorten your life, okay? God does grant extension of physical life sometimes. He did it with King Hezekiah. Okay, it didn't work out real well for the nation of Israel because of what happened, but the Lord heard Hezekiah's cry and granted him 15 more years. And so it can be a spiritual thing. It can be a physical thing. And if it's a spiritual thing, then John did not commend prayer for the person who commits the sin of unbelief, which is interesting. Does that mean you don't pray for people who are unbelieving? Well, you can't pray for them as a brother because they're not a brother yet, right? If it's a physical death, God did not commend prayer for the person who commits sin that shortens physical life. In other words, if he's refusing to repent over that, then we can't pray in an intercessory type of thing for him to make it right. He needs to repent first. See, that's the idea. So anyway, I would encourage you to go and check out this passage. It's 1 John chapter 5, verses 14, 15, 16, and 17, right around there. See what the Lord reveals to you. We'll pick it up again next time, okay? Again, I'm Dale. I'll see you then.